Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuacis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Hello, everybody. This is Bluewater coming to you from Booker County in the mysterious Ozarks in Mid-America. And our guest, we have Adam Rubel from Sauk Bay at sacredrow.org. And Adam is in Santa Fe, New Mexico right now, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about Don Carlos Barrios, who is a Mayan elder. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Adam, and tell us a little bit about yourself and Sacred Road and our guest.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bluewater, for giving us this opportunity to speak and for opening this door for Carlos to share the messages that he carries from the Mayan elders in Guatemala. I'm with a nonprofit organization called Sauk Bay, and we work to open the doors for ancient traditions to share directly their teachings and wisdom and warnings with the rest of the world. We also work to support these traditions and communities around the rescue and preservation of their culture and sacred ways that as we know, are being threatened everywhere. And to introduce Carlos Barrios, he is a Mayan Ahkir, which is the name for a Mayan priest. He originally comes from Huehuetenango in the highlands of Guatemala. He was initiated as a Mayan priest more than 20 years ago and has been since designated by his elders, by the Eagle Clan, which he is a part of, as being a messenger to travel to different parts of the world to carry the messages and prophecies from the elders and from the Mayan tradition, which is still very much alive, still very much has its roots in the ancient ways, in the ancient days, and has very, very special significance and very special messages and warnings for humanity at this time, which a number of the traditional prophecies speak of.
Well, we sure appreciate him wanting to come on and share these things. And I know he's concerned that people think that the world's going to end soon. And I guess from his writings, I guess he's going to share that there may be a shakeup and there may be some changes, but it certainly won't be the end of anything.
Right. And this is one of the good fortunes that we have, is that we have someone that's coming directly from the tradition that's been authorized by the Council of Elders Nakhkir to speak for the Mayan people. So this is, you know, we're very fortunate and we're getting first-hand information and not really somebody else's loose interpretation.
Right. Well, I guess at this time, did you want to hand Don Carlos the telephone?
Sure, actually. One second.
Oh, sure, whatever you'd like to do.
Okay, I'll hand the phone over to Carlos now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Don Carlos.
Hey, how are you?
I'm just fine. Welcome to Prophecy Keepers. Prophecy Keepers Radio was founded earlier this year to give a platform for indigenous and tribal elders to be able to explain their people, their culture, and their prophecies. And we've had some fine guests and have really been looking forward to speaking with you. We've had a couple of guests that have spoken on the subject of Mayan prophecy, Don Jaime Perez and Don Juan Batsman. And we certainly welcome you. This program is being recorded and will be placed up on the Internet so anyone can listen free from this point forward, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And but we welcome you to say whatever on your heart, Don Carlos. There will be hundreds of people, possibly thousands, that will be listening to this in the future. So welcome to Prophecy Keepers Radio.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the messages of the Mayan elders. I am someone who are working in the Western world by order of my elders, so if I understand more the Western civilization, and they send me to talk with the people to the moment of these prophecies. This is really the most important fact, because this is a real moment of decision, of power, and the Mayan prophecies, there are a lot of prophecies who have a convergence in this moment, and that's what the elders call this moment the time of the prophecies. And at the same time, they call the return of the wisdom people. So there are many prophecies, but I think the most important is the prophecies of the Iku, the big cycles for 52 years each one, and the Bolompiku is 9 cycles for 52 years each one. And this is beginning when Hernando de Cortes, the conqueror of Mexico, arrived to the Mexican land. And for us, it's the dark night, it's the culture of the materialist, is the culture of the violence, is the culture for the loss, the contact with the Mother Earth, the environment, and the most important, we lost our purpose of life, and we lost our soul, because we are just involved in the illusions and all this creation of the consumer system. So, of course, it was very, very sad for us, millions of our people, in essential, the elders, was killed, was destroyed, and some or a lot of them, they died and they can't transmit the wisdom. But the elders, they know they need but doesn't confront the conqueror, because if they confront, they are completely destroyed. So that they have a low profile and they don't show his power, his wisdom, the science, the technology, and they let that happen at times. So this dark period finished in August to 1987, and they are a new 5 years. We call the transition period, and the new cycle, so beginning in August of 1992, is a cycle for 13 periods of 52 years each one. And this is a new cycle who is coming with a new energy for more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. But we are in danger to lose this opportunity. So there are another period in between to the 1992 to the 2001. This period was called for the earth as the gestation, like when someone is conceived, need nine months in our mother, we need 9 years to this period, and finish in August of 2001. The elders, they made predictions. They said after this period finish, is coming something important. If the disaster today gave to the humanity, and they send messages talking about if in the first cycle of 20 days, there is a earthquake, a big earthquake, there is a president who was killed, and there is a terrorist attack, and in essential, in one of the most developing countries, we don't have a chance for our fortune. These things happen in the second cycle for 20 days, and the earthquake is happening in Thailand. The president was killed, one president was killed in Africa, and of course the 9/11 is a terrorist attack, or wherever this planification for destroy the Twin Towers changed the energy of the humanity. So that meaning they are not a completely drastic change, but we need to change. We need to change our energy. We need to put more attention in our spirituality, and really we need to move ourselves to the encounter with us, because if we don't find us, what can the environment, our brother, the animals, the plants, the trees, we can expect nothing. So we need to find our own self. We need to have the peace, the love, the understanding, because it's just our illusions who are working. We are working like a stupid all the time, running to go to any place, just buy things, so looks like the happiness, But the real happiness is the three things of the life. You can buy it, or anybody can buy it. With all the money, you can buy the love, you can buy sunset, or the beauty of the Mother Earth, and this mind of that key. And for the Mayan elders, they said, when just one kid is in the streets, walking, doesn't have nothing to eat, doesn't have a cloth, doesn't believe, these people who live in the tunnels like a rat, this is too sad, and they are not really, we are not human. And the message for this is return to be our human. So, now we are beginning if we could imagine the kids, we can call a kid to this energy. They was born in 2001. It's going to take 13 years more for to grow. In the Mayan world, a kid, when he arrives to the 13 years, is considered like an adult. And in this moment, it's beginning to change. It's beginning to have more harmony. But this period is too dangerous. And in essential, 2006 is a very, very dangerous period because coming earthquakes, inundation, hurricanes, Mother Earth is going to show us its power if we don't change our mind, if we don't work together. So the energy we are talking about is we have the chance to change, but of course in Guatemala all the days there are more than 2,000 fire ceremonies that the elders are working in coordination with the people from Amazonas, the Malocas, and they are doing the Mambeo, who meaning working with the sacred plants for control, for send the energy of harmony and create the balance and make the people understanding and grow. Because the problem is the darkness, they have the real power. And they are clear who is the big chief, and they are clear who is the real purpose. And in the side of the light, the people doesn't understand. Everybody goes with his own ego. And all of the people of the light, they think they have the real truth. And we don't have unity. And that's that the elders are calling for a simple history. The other prophecy is the same as date as the 2012, the 21 of December. This is a very important prophecy, and in reality it's cycles. Each of the cycles is for 5,200. And the first one beginning with the female energy, the fire element. The second cycle was a cycle for male energy and the element earth. The third cycle was the air element and female energy. And now we are living the fourth cycle, the end of the fourth cycle, and it's the water of the elements and it's male energy. So this is a very important time because we just have the 8 years, around 8 years to arrive to the 21 of December of 2012. We call to each of these cycles the sons, the first sons, the second sons, third sons. And we have the access now to the five sons. We have the opportunity to arrive and to change. And this is another moment to the past humanities. They have, they arrive to this moment, but they lost the power. They can pass with the Mother Earth to the next level. This humanity was destroyed at the father for the Mother Earth. Takes billions of years to reconstruct it and for to have a new human race, different like our our human energy. But now we hope this is a very, very amazing and important. And there are more people with conscience. There are more people with the understanding.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some cases cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim supercharges your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Hi, friends. This is Will Bluewater. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery. You're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason, but I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them, and that to me is the most important thing in a man. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think, and they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot to that we can do to change human behavior. we keep making laws to try and change human behavior, you can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position.
You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you give, take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room, and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and you're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so damn many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, there's if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity, and by the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
But the call of the elders is to say to the people, don't be just weak and spiritual people. It's like in our traditions, we are... it's a kind of life. It's not like we are living Sunday and ready to go to meditate or to make a fire or to go to the sacred road. No, it's a continuous life, and this is the power of the Native American nations. And when I call Native American, I'm talking about the entire continent. Because here the people think America is just the United States, and it's all the continent. We are China. And of course, to be more clear, this year the elders, all the beginning of the new cycle of the Chortich, that's meaning the sacred calendar, who is a cycle for 260 days, they are... The elder gave the prophecies or the announcement for the new cycle. This year, the elders don't say anything. When I made the tape to talk with the big elder, the older man, and who is the wisdom one and the people who made the divination, the prophet. We went in the line, and when we arrived, I asked him, Grandfather, why you don't give us the message, the usual message? And he said, we said anything. We don't have to say more. Just humanity is... We explain all these years about the ozone hole. We explain about the new sickness. We explain and we talk to take care about what they are doing with the fertilizer, what they are doing with the environment, destroy the jungle, destroy the forest, destroy everything, the big contamination, pollution, and nobody pays attention. We're talking about the war, we're talking about just the economical power, and the people forget that to be a human, to go into the spiritual path. And they are angry, and angry with all of us, not just for the Western people. They say that we have more understanding, and the indigenous people have more responsibility to teach to the other people with our example, but most of all we are lost. We lost the path. We are alcoholic. We are most involved in the consumer, and it's like to take attention. We really need to return to the natural order, to return to the conscience. This is the message. It's, I asked the elders in this moment, okay, I know all of this, grandfather, the people are down here, but can you say something so I can say to the people? And he said, okay, I'm going to say just two words. Take action. That's simple. Take action. If we don't take action, if we don't take the responsibility of our actions, we let the other destroy, because they prefer to destroy the humanity, the environment, to share the power and to go to the next level with a more conscious, with more love, with more understanding, and with to create this beautiful world of all the people expect and hope, like in the ancient times before the conquerors, the people who made invasion to America. We live in more harmony, and we use the necessary. We don't have the ambition to have more and more and more. And if people think I am the owner of this thing, of land, 200 later, we are not owners of nothing, because we are died and nobody remembers ourselves. So that's important, to understand we are living a very, very hard times, and we have the opportunity to grow, to develop, to transmute this energy of the darkness, or destroy the humanity. And I talked with Martin Sefkeshawa, the elder from the Hobbies. He's the guardian of the sacred type of titles, and he is the guardian of the Mayan codex to the elders sent to the Hopi people 600 years ago, and they are the description of also it's hoped to happen in this 600 years, and they don't have they don't trust, they don't hope. They said we are not doing enough, and the most so we are going to say this, make our prayers to save our soul, to go to find with the great spirit, but the destruction is imminent. I said, grandfather, I think we have the chance. And he smiled and said, Carlos, just see around, the people are not doing nothing. There are lots of people who are in the New Age history, but in reality, they are not people who are working strong in the big traditions, because it's not just to take a piece of the cake. We need to work with a deeper tradition to follow the sacred road, the sacred path for the ancient people. And the Hopis, the Mayan, the Incas, they are open the doors for the Western people so they can arrive. But what they are doing, the most of them, they went, they received the instructions, and they think they have enough power and beginning to create another history just for my money. And this is not the proposal for the open the doors for the real wisdom, for the real knowledge. So that's that the elder are disappointment for the Western people, but they are trust in the younger. They say the younger people, they are coming with more energy and have more conscience, and they are more afraid that we are going to destroy the world, humanity. So there are another prophecies, but in essential, we need to take care about this time and what we can do, because action, okay, we live into the system, into the establishment, but they have his own roles, so we accept the roles, but we can do it with the same roles that they have. We can send letters to the Congress people, we can say names, we can make protests. For example, this country, Japan and China and other countries, go outside of the Kyoto Protocol to protect the environment or to reduce the contamination. And nobody says nothing. And the history is that we can press to our people who are in the Congress, and I am talking about my country, but of course it's the same in, around the world. We can press to our to the people of the poor, because now is something to happen who's different. When we pay the taxes, when we contribute to the nation with our taxes, it's because the people who are the mayor, the governor, the senator, the president, they are the people who are paid for the ordinary people, who they take action for create the real conditions for their balance into humanity. For they are people who work for us. They are not the owners of the country, but looks different. They look that now they are the owners of the country. And they are like, I can talk about this country or country. I can talk about my country. And the president, in this case, is like a puppet, and they are puppeteers. The real power, the big trust to move, and they work for these people. And we can stop. We can't take the example for Argentina, because they broke, the country was broke. And they went, and they make protests, and they put outside the president, and put a new one. Doesn't work in a month. The next month, they change. And in a period of 3 months, they change the president 4 times. Now they are someone who are doing the right thing, and it's in the eyes of all the people. Why we can do something similar? And I'm not talking about to go in the line of the violence, because this is not our way. We are peaceful people, but we can make our voice or listen for all the people. This is in short words, or maybe not that short, but this is the message of the elders. Please return to be our humans. Return to the natural order, and please take action. Because if we don't take action, and we live like nothing has happened, we are going to destroy it, all the humanity. And for us, the people who live a lot, people who live an experience, it's not important if we die today, but the younger, the new generation, and for most important, because we don't understand we are part of the Mother Earth. We are the creation of the Mother Earth, and we are destroying our home, our mother. Imagine if you put the hand of your mother, imagine if you put the leg of your mother, that can possibly in your mind in the mind of all of us. It's impossible that we are a bastard if we do that. That's what we are doing with our mother, the Mother Earth. We are destroying the Mother Earth. And we need to stop this destruction. We need to take action. We need to stop the war. We need to stop the confrontation. We need to open our heart to the understanding, because if we go in the way that the fundamentalistic people, we don't have a chance to survive. I personally, I am not like a happy traveler who they think we are going to destroy the environment, and of course we are going to destroy our own selves. I hope and I trust, because I'm traveling, I talk with the people, and this is my mission, and I can see the hearts of the people are open, and they are trying to do something. But what is this? What we are going to do? Mayan elders said sunset is important because it's coming the kingdom of the night. And before to the night appears, we need to light the candles, a red one for the energy, for the light, and a white one to the peace, for the understanding. But and meditate, or of course, but in reality, the process for to save the Mother Earth is in the hands of the Native American and essential, the leader, spiritual leaders, the shamans, who doesn't confront. We need more unity. We need to be our one unity for make it possible to find the balance. And I believe and I trust, and of course, the leaders of the all the nations, and not just the Native American people, for all the other traditions, the Tibetanian people, the Hindu people, and of course the leaders for Muslim men, leaders for the Jewish people, they are spiritual people. They are not warriors. They believe and they trust in the world. Dalai Lama, he arrived 2 weeks ago to my country. And for me it was a surprise, because the imam, who is the chief of the leader of the Muslim people, they have a space, because they are an ecumenical encounter with the spiritual people. And this man is sitting into the public. He don't like to go in the front, because, of course, you know, all the feelings about the Muslim people. But the most amazing was this man for the Jewish people, the leader, the rabbi, they walk and they talk to the imam and said, please, your space is in the front of the people. And he said, no, I prefer to stay here. I said, no, your place, you need to go to show we are one unity, to show to the people we can make the difference if the spiritual people have a unity and a proposal of peace, of love, and to help the environment, we can do it. And in this moment, this man wake up and sitting in front of the people, and was a very amazing and important a moment. It's just a simple sample of all the things that we can do, and that's prophecy is a lot, but this is the message of the elders. Please take action. That's the right energy that we need to do. The action, meaning, I'm going to put in my heart the peace, the love. I'm going to have enough energy to protest, to control, to make our voice are listened. We can talk, and the people who are in the power, they can listen. I think so. Anyone like the war, anyone like we are destroying the environment, anybody are like the all the sickness, all these histories, more hurricanes, more earthquakes. Mother Earth is going to take his side to control us, so we can stop and we can put in harmony with the environment, with the Mother Earth. That's what I can say. I don't know if you have more questions.
Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing what you have so far. I know your time is limited.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It is so great to have our friend Marie Osman back here on GMA, and she has some important information about making sure your family is prepared for natural disaster. She's the new national spokesperson for Wise Company, which makes dehydrated and freeze-dried emergency foods and food storage products. She's here to tell us about that. Marie, you've been given the opportunity to endorse probably 9 billion things over the course of your career.
True.
Why the Wise Company?
The reason I wanted to do it is because it's affordable. You can eat a meal for a dollar. It's less than school lunch. It's affordable, but really, look at what's been going on with Sandy and Katrina. I mean, what was it, $78 billion of damage done just here in New York and
right.
New Jersey.
So what is this?
What it is it's emergency meals. And, you know, it's not your grandmother's kind, not the beans and rice and the gross chicken-tasting garbage. This is lasagna and really good stuff. And I swear to you, why am I here talking about this? Because I know it's going to save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You put it under your bed. It's convenient. Stick it in your closet. If something happens, I have it in my car. All you do is you open it and you add water. You don't even have to add hot water.
Right.
And it's affordable. It's convenient. It tastes really good. Taste the peaches. They're fantastic.
This is a peach?
But they're different than every other company because it's like dehydrated. And freeze-dried, and they combine whatever. I swear it's fantastic. Just try it.
I'm trying it right now, Marie
Osman.
Put it
Osman. Under your bed, put it in your closet, give it for Christmas to people, and save lives.
Thank you very much. Will you tell Donnie that we hope his rear feels better?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but I'll tell him.
No, Marie Osman, great having you on.
It's
the Wise
so fun
Company.
To be here.
Great to be with you.
It's always fun to be here. This is a great place.
All right.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
And I am aware that the elders are disappointed in some authors who have put forward the idea that 2012 will somehow be the end of the world. And I know that you have said in the past, and so has Hunbutz Men and others, that you would wish to underline the fact that this is not the end of the world, 2012, this is the beginning of change. Some of the elders have commented that they expect about a 13 or 14 year period after 2012 up to the year 2027, which would complete the 500th year of the prophecy of Kowaltemoc, which was issued in 1527. What would you see happening? What would you imagine would happen in 14 years that could change the way people live in this world as far as working together and putting communities together? And what do you envision would happen in that 14 years, Grandfather?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for remembering. The history about the 2012 doesn't mean we are going to, this is the end of the world. This is the end of a cycle of the kind of life we are living. And they are more coming, more respect to the social history, to the economical history. Things are going to change. And So I can see it. The elders talking is in 2052. They are coming, the real peace, the real wisdom with the people who survive. So when I talk about the destruction, when I talk about the war, the sickness, and all this sad energy, if we don't can control that, we are talking the elder side disappointment, because we hope that the people awake and the people understand, and we can control them, we can stop the destruction. But of course, it's going a portion of humanity, maybe the 75%, who is going to survive on. And this is the people who is going to create the new age, the new humanity. So, I see a new light, I see a new war, I see a new opportunity, and I see we have the chance to do it together. It's not necessary the destruction, it's just necessary the understanding, and it's coming. This is something that, for the prophecies, the return of the wisdom people, the return of the Balanet, that is the Jaguars, these are the great spirits who teach us to the act of humanity. And they say that they're going to return for this day, the 21 of December of 2012. And, some people are expecting they return like a semi-god, like a being. But another people, another other say that it's just the energies return to help us to transform to the people who survive if we don't stop the destruction. Mother Earth is ready to support more than the double of the population. But we need to learn to share, we need to learn to reconstruct and rebuild the Mother Earth, the environment. This is the most important, because we are making a big destruction. And if we don't take care of the deglaciation, all these natural phenomena that we are looking now can destroy the millions or billions of people. So this has happened. It is necessary for the development of the of Mother Earth. It's going to happen. So, but myself personally. And of course, when I talk with other elders, they are disappointed, but they hope we can do it. And the world the prophecy is talking about is a new world, a world of understanding, the return of the ancient times, the return to the conscious, and a new life, no racism, no confrontation, not more wars, not more weapons. You know how much the people invest, the development countries invest in the weapons. And what about the health of the people? What about the hospitals? What about all this? We can change. We just need to take more attention and make our voices listen. If we like to survive, of course, a portion of humanity is going to survive. The people of working with the light, the people who have enough power to understand. And this is what we like to transmit to all the Native American people, but to all the humanity.
Yes. Well, you... So I would imagine the elders would definitely want to encourage people to think about where their water is, where their food's going to be coming from, who their friends are, where they're going to be when these possible changes take place, how they're going to sustain themselves through years of completely different situation that they're used to, with the loss of utilities and modern conveniences, and I'm sure they would want to encourage us to do these things with a happy heart, to know that what's on the other side is a much better way of life, if not for us, for our children and our generations to come. Well, I know you're very short on time, and you have an appointment coming up soon. And I just want to express the thanks of the women of the White Roots of Peace Council. First, have asked me to extend their thank you for all the traveling that you've been doing and all the speaking. And as spokesman for the council, I certainly want to give you a heartfelt thanks myself for taking this responsibility, because travel is very arduous, and you're traveling back and forth between areas of great convenience and your homeland, where there aren't a lot of conveniences, and speaking to a lot of different kind of people that have a lot of different levels of understanding. And I know we are teaching you patience.
No, thank you. You do I have some emails?
If you have, if you'd like to go ahead and speak as long as you'd like. I really don't can't think of any other questions other than to in the future, if you'd like to come back on in a few months, and because I know the people that listen regularly are certainly going to be wanting to know more about you, and but we will keep a link from Prophecy Keepers over to Sock Bay, and no, I didn't have any other questions for you. I think you've covered it.
Just before this question, I just to take 2 minutes. I'd like to explain something. The Four Corners is very important for us, for the mind and for all the indigenous for the continent. The energy of Georg in the Four Corners is like the ukushes we call to the energetical center. It's like in our tradition they call the chakras. So the ukushes of the Four Corners is sick. We need to heal this place. If the head of all the continent is sick, the other part of the continent can develop and can grow. And something to happen with the energy was moved to develop the ambit, but when they could channel of Panama, the energy can come to the south and begin to return. And we made some ceremony to return the energy to Colombia and to send to the Andes. But someone made a ceremony here. They take the energy for Colombia, for Amazonas, and return the energy to the pueblos here, and they made the ceremonies in Chaco Canyon and around this place, and the energy returned. That's part of the destruction of this country. So we need to work together to heal this place. And next feature, I'd like to talk more about this, because it's very important, the healing for this place, and capture the energy and return to the end, to the awareness of an essential for Tiwanaku, the sacred place from Bolivia. I'd like to talk another day more about it.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you on anytime you'd like to come on Prophecy Keepers Radio, and we'll be in touch. We really appreciate all the work that Adam's doing and your other co-director there. Well, if you don't have anything more to say, maybe you can put Adam back on the telephone. And thank you so much, Grandfather, for beginning to give us these little lessons.
I say thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk, to speak, to share the knowledge and the prophecies and the call of the elders to the action. And thank you for all of you, and blessing for the elders, for the spirit of the Mayan people, of the ancient people, and the actual people who are working very hard. Thank you so much for your nice words for myself, and I say the same thing for your nice work for creating space for the people to come listen and can grow and can take the conscience. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hope to meet you someday.
Hi, Blue Water.
Hi, Adam. That was wonderful. I know everybody listening is probably going to listen to that interview several times because he said a lot, and what he said needs to be listened to very closely. We have in the past had Don Jaime Perez and Hunbat's men, and their time was limited also. But Grandfather Carlos went into a lot of detail here, and this is the information that a lot of people have been asking for, and certainly look forward to having the folks from Sauk Bay come on anytime that they'd like to.
Again, just to reiterate what Carlos is saying, in gratitude to you and the work that you're doing in opening these doors and opening these opportunities for all the spiritual people and the elders to come and share their voice, because it needs to be heard. And so we thank you for this and this important work that you're doing. And I would actually like to plug for you and ask that your listeners continue to support you so that you may continue to do this work, because it really is crucial for humanity at this time.
Well, Creator, it's been a real education for me, because I was raised white, called back to my people, beginning when I was 16 years old, and didn't start the journey until I was 30, and I turned 50 in a couple of months, and it has been a real wondrous journey, and I recommend it for everyone, but it's... we were presented with a choice in 1981 to when I was working for the Boy Scouts of America, and the choice was, Creator said, well, you can stay here, continue to do this kind of work, or you can go on a journey and be led by the Spirit and have a much richer experience. And very slowly, Creator has weaned us away, more and more away from the mainstream system as far as my family. But since I've been doing these radio broadcasts, webcasts, he has literally been micromanaging our family economy, and it gets scary, you know, but every, you know, the time of month that's real hairy for us is around the 25th. But it seems like, you know, I've had every month I have more and more peaceful feeling, because I know that through others, he's going to touch others and enable us to continue on. And I would certainly appreciate you. I know you've got another obligation, and thank you so much for coming on, and we look forward to having you on again.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye now.
I'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
It's the little yellow pill that scientists say could eliminate chronic diseases and help you live well into your hundreds.
you might be able to increase the lifespan of a mammal by 50%. And of course, if that was a human being, then that might be in the order of 130 to 150 years.
That claim might be hard to swallow, but tonight on ABC's Primetime Live, co-anchor John Quinones takes the promising antioxidant therapy called Protandim.
I have become a guinea pig for ABC News and Primetime. It's not a drug. It's a supplement. It's called Protandim, and it's a combination of five exotic plants that have been around for centuries.
Have you discovered the fountain of youth?
I wouldn't put it that way, but we may have discovered something that will tell us a lot more about how we age, what happens biochemically, and maybe how we can slow it down.
Quinones has been taking Protandim for 2 weeks now and tells Extra,
I am sleeping better. I feel a lot better and also energized when I do wake up.
Primetime puts Protandim to the test tonight.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the Fountain of Youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
This is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself. And his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction and, importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress, and we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
Right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related...
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease.
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something that will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%. That's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph, before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells. Yes, indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiative and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Cresson Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals. But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by 3 U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. Simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time. So the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Oh, see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Good afternoon. These are on, I presume. I'd like to talk to you today, and do I have control of these slides, or is I do? Okay. Let's get through these really quick, because this is just because you have to get CMEs, and I have to tell you that I am on the Speakers Bureau for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and also a nutritional consultant for an HIV nutritional company named Biosource Therapeutics, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. What I'd like to talk to you about is something that I find thoroughly fascinating. It is glutathione. It is one of the four endogenous antioxidants, and it is one that I must admit, despite 80,000 published articles in the English literature, through medical school, internship, residency, fellowship, and a fairly long time in academic medicine, I knew nothing about. It is a very interesting molecule because it exists in an accelerated or increased energy state. The energy state is, or increased energy state, is caused by the fact that it's got a free sulfhydryl group and therefore can easily donate the hydrogen to a electron and therefore quench a free radical. Now, let me tell you, because I think it's important, and it is a little bit of a divergence, but I learned about glutathione because of something that you probably all have seen in your practice, and that is a low uric acid. Now, when I was in medical school and when I was a professor of oncology, the only thing I knew about uric acid is when you had a kid that you were going to treat for leukemia, you put them on allopurinol to keep the uric acid down. I knew nothing about uric acid being low, except it kept appearing, and it appeared in about 20% of my patients, and that just didn't make sense. So I finally went into PubMed, and after stumbling around for a long time, I found out that uric acid is the last antioxidant your body uses when it's run out of everything else. When it's run out of gas, okay, it uses uric acid. Interesting. So if that's the last, the question then, what was the first? And that is where I got into glutathione. I've been coming to some of these meetings for a while, and glutathione is very important for a number of things, not all of which I'm going to go into today. But in point of fact, it has a great deal to do with not only well-being, okay, but aging well, or if you will, retarding the aging process. So I think it's very applicable. I'd like to, at the risk of repeating things that you already know, go over some of the things that glutathione is important about. Alone in the antioxidant world, okay, every other antioxidant, when it becomes oxidized, becomes itself a free radical. Glutathione doesn't. It actually recycles other antioxidants. In fact, the body considers it so important that up to 6% of the entire ATP expenditure or energy expenditure of the body may be used to synthesize and optimize glutathione levels. That's pretty impressive, 6% of the entire energy output of the body. It is also the only non-enzyme antioxidant that doesn't become a free radical and in fact has a very interesting corollary when it becomes oxidized, because what happens is it complexes to another spent glutathione molecule, and the compound then becomes GSSG, and GSSG has been shown in animal studies at least to promote and induce delta wave sleep. We all know the importance of that in terms of the aging process, so this, even in its used up form, functions as a very useful product. It not only functions as an antioxidant itself, but alone again in the world of antioxidants, it is an absolutely essential component of antioxidant enzymes, namely glutathione peroxidase, and most importantly, the glutathione transferases. And I bring that up because glutathione transferase abnormalities have now been associated with virtually every cancer known to man, and probably with a lot more than that. And therefore, by promoting the production of glutathione transferases through improving glutathione, we may be doing even more than I'm able to talk about right now. In addition, if that were not enough, let's keep going. It's a chelator. In fact, it's 50% as effective as oral chelation in getting rid of mercury. It has an effect on other heavy metals, but they're not as pronounced as mercury, and mercury is pretty ubiquitous in an environment, so it kind of comes as a freebie. And it detoxifies organic pollutants, perhaps the best-known one of which is the two-carbon fragment that we know as alcohol. And in fact, without glutathione, you ultimately get a hangover because you stop the process at acetaldehyde, which is phase one detox, and that in itself is a free radical. And obviously, many of us may have felt the effects of that if we didn't have enough glutathione. Now, why is it important in aging? Well, these are old data, and I think they're probably not as robust as they should be, but I'll give you what is available now. Glutathione levels decrease with age. The data would suggest it's 1% a year beginning in the 20s. I think that's too little, too late, but that's only my opinion right now. I haven't proved it. There are some very interesting things, though. Age-matched normals, okay, reveal that anybody at, say, 45 who's had his first heart attack or has asthma or whatever other disease you want to use has a lower glutathione level than somebody of that age who's well. So disease causes decrease in glutathione and an accelerated decrease compared to normals. Glutathione happens to be, and this is perhaps the take-home message, it's the major protector of mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondrial DNA is that DNA within the cells that's responsible, if you will, for the electron transport chain that produces every bit of energy in your body. And we know from pathologic data that if you take a biopsy from a 90-year-old and compare it to a biopsy in a 5-year-old, the mitochondrial DNA in the 90-year-old is only 5% normal compared to the 5-year-old. So obviously we destroy our mitochondrial DNA, we destroy our energy, and we age. Maintenance of normal mitochondrial DNA is directly correlated, and it's got an R value above 9.9, with aging. So the higher your glutathione, the less you age. And I think
it's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Prophecy keeper, prophecy keeper. Let the truth